Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
We are back, the Roma Press Podcast. Roma win again, 4-0 over Monza. Before getting into that, thank you, all of our patrons, patreon.com/RomaPress at IS Roma Press, social media, YouTube. We appreciate all of you. And we are having now, as we speak, inside the group, patron group chat, Andy, a lively debate about potential odds of top four, which we will debate later on in the episode. But Roma handle Monza, and I said this in my post-match reaction to the patrons, one of the few matches, Andy, where you are able to see a professional, a mature, a Roma full of character, and one that goes out, understands the assignment, executes, and wraps the result, and puts no doubt in the final result, all within the span of 45 minutes. Much like a shooting star, much like Haley's Comet, Roma do not provide to us many of these kinds of games where it was done, finished, and no doubt about the final outcome, and we didn't even reach halftime. I think Monza, up until the 39th minute, did not have a single shot. Not a single shot on goal. And we had a Roma that was so incredibly efficient, one where, beyond the defense, and obviously Salamakers, D'Angelino, you had backup second choice players in midfield. You had Baldanzi, Sule, and hold on, wait, I have to cue it up, and I should probably be careful in case we get copyright struck. I'll put some funny music behind it, but we have to play this one because of the goal. Yes. Yes. The entire song, for those who speak Italian,
we're going to get sued. I'm going to lose my livelihood. I'm going to be on the street.
There's Notorious B.I.G. and then there's Violino. Superb. You have King Eldor scoring with his head. You have Sule with an assist. You have Salamakers with a Euro goal. You have Angelino on goal. You have Brian Cristante scoring a goal. That is all you need to know. When Cristante is on the score sheet, something bizarre has happened. That is my long-winded way of saying, Andy, they did this without the best players tonight. No Paulo Dybala, no Dovbyk, depending on your point of view and how you view him, but no Lorenzo Pellegrini, no Paredes, no Kone. So this is something where, again, I don't want to overreact because you and I went probably far too deep into how shit this Monza is. And let's not mince words. They are shit. They are so bad. They have no business being in Serie A next season. And it's difficult for me to envision how in the world they would be able to pull that off, because they lack talent in every single department of the pitch. When you see Andrea Patania coming on, it's just yikes. That right there, the guy who I do have some affinity for because he doesn't, first off, massive noggin, which I already have a huge amount of respect for. But I mean, this is not a team that has any sort of cohesive way of playing or even that much quality throughout the pitch. So I don't want to overreact. But we did say the same thing about the Parma, no? And they did. They pulled one out of their backsides the other day. So,
but also tonight it was. That's not the point. Like the opponent could have been Real Madrid tonight, for all correct. I care. But tonight you had the objective of winning because everybody else dropped points.
Yes,
right? I mean you got to it before I did.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even a matter of the opponent. It was a matter of the situation. Like, Lazio dropped points, Milan dropped points, Fiorentina dropped points. Dude, you know, this was the moment that you make it happen. And so it wasn't even a question about who you're facing tonight, whether it is Real Madrid, whether it's Monza, whether it's Juventus. The name, the quality of the opponent, this situation never matters. I've seen Roma drop points. I mean, again, we're about to face them again. Como, we faced Como. We dropped points against Como. In must win situations, when the opponent was easiest, even say for example in Mourinho's first season, everybody else dropped points, and you have the possibility to climb up the table. What do? You drop points against Venezia. You drop points against Sampdoria. And on and on and on. It's a history as old as time, and this was not a guaranteed result. More so, it wasn't a guaranteed attitude, because as you say, John, it's not even about the 4-0. It's about how Roma came out of there, you know, with players who were so... I mean, Salamakers doesn't take that shot if he's not feeling confident, okay? Sule is not delivering that pitch-perfect cross to Shomurodov if he's not feeling confident. So tonight really was sort of an exception of, or rather, tonight was yet again a nice surprise by Roma, who showed that they actually knew what was at stake. And what was at stake was the fact that, hey, everybody else in front of you dropped points and you cannot lose ground, especially with the schedule that is so accessible in this point in time.
We have spoken on here so many times, and I say it probably 3 to 5 times every single campaign. Now, the first 3 months of this one have been so shit that it really didn't matter or factor into the equation, because Roma were dropping points to everybody. You only have a handful of opportunities every single campaign where you have all of the big ones dropping points collectively in the same weekend. I mean, let's just go down the list. So Parma, they defeated Bologna. Lazio, they drew to Venezia. Milan fell to Torino. Inter and Juve barely pulling one out of their backsides, but Como,
Fiorentina, third consecutive loss, yeah.
Yes, third consecutive loss. And I could point to... I mean, if we want to talk about the percentage rate of how many times Roma, when they have this opportunity, their percentage of fucking it up is so high. I would venture to guess 75%, where you just know coming into the match, if everybody has dropped points, it almost seems like the closest thing to a guarantee that they will also subsequently find a way to screw it up. This was among the most welcome of surprises, because again, I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. Yes, it is Monza, but as you correctly pointed out, Roma have lost to sides far worse.
But also we're not talking about tonight being this one-off episode. This is part of a streak that Roma have built over the last 10 games in Serie A, where right now in their last 10 games, John, they're sitting on top of Serie A, okay? In their last 10 games, Roma have scored 22 goals and only conceded 6 goals. So that's pretty damn impressive for a team that was all over the place, for a team that, I mean, was letting anybody take a shot at them at any point in the season, you know, and regardless of the quality of the opponent, everybody had a chance with Roma at the beginning of the season. And mind you, this applies also when Daniele De Rossi was on the bench. It seemed like there was not even a hint of defensive organization. And right now, we are doing better than the Scudetto contenders, okay? Than Napoli and Inter, Roma are ahead of them in the last 10 games. Now, this doesn't mean that we will keep playing this way for until the end of the season, but I just want to point out that this, you know, tonight is a result of this streak that Roma have performed, which means that indeed we don't talk bullshit when we say that consistency is what Roma always have to aim for. Not even scoring a lot of goals. It's not about that. It's not about being flashy. Like tonight felt great to see Roma go out and score 4 goals. Fantastic. But to me, what matters is the attitude and the confidence in building this streak, that you don't, oh, a result in the Europa League doesn't go your way, you don't let it affect your performance in Serie A. Like, there has to be this approach, this mentality that, okay, but we keep on going, you know? Fuck it. We lose on Thursdays, we can always win on Sundays or Mondays, you know? That is the thing that I think Ranieri instilled in these guys, that you have the chance to do it and you have the capability to do it. So I actually, you know, and I'm always very nervous when it comes to these games against smaller opponents, but tonight I was actually pretty calm because I had this feeling that if there is someone who will be able to prepare this team to play on a Monday night after all of the teams in front of you have already played and the pressure is on, because John, on Monday night, when everybody else in front of you has dropped points, we know it. All eyes are on Roma, and Roma feel the pressure. Every time there is this moment, they feel the pressure. But guess what? Because you built over a streak of 9 games where you clearly were doing something correctly, tonight you didn't have to come up with a new way of playing. You didn't have to try and mix things up. Tonight you just went out and did what you did in previous games, just perhaps even to a more decisive end. And hence you get the performances that you get from just about anybody. Everybody that was on the score sheet was excellent, you know, and Angelino still. I mean, that's the steal of the century, all things considered, and Sule, a guy whom Ranieri was very patient with, the patience is finally paying off. Salmakers, a guy whom everybody seemed to be indifferent to when he came in the summer, he takes the kind of shot that only Paulo Dybala on this team takes. Okay, so in a crucial moment where you have to come up with a result, Roma do. And that is, I would say 60% Ranieri, 40% the guys who responded to Ranieri. Because this, I mean, really, Ranieri's job so far has been very impressive, considering that this was a guy who was ready to call it quits, sit at home and watch Don Matteo on TV.
It is interesting. You just mentioned both Ranieri and Sule. I don't know if you saw what he just said, but he said Sule has something special, but still Baldanzi is a bit ahead of him. And you can tell there was at least some of that, I guess, will to motivate him. You could tell when he first arrived, even, he was talking him up. He wasn't playing him. But it is interesting just sort of the approach he is taking with Sule, because you and I were both wondering, and we were getting to the point where we were thinking, okay, this is kind of weird now, where Ranieri, I mean, the first words out of his mouth were about Mattia Sule, and you hear him go above and beyond and out of his way to not only mention and praise the guy, but to reiterate that he is the present and future of Roma, and then you see him go just picking up splinters in his backside, not playing whatsoever, even coming off of the bench for about the 2 months, he does nothing. And now you can actually see that there was sort of a method behind the madness, so to speak. It is bearing fruit now, and he played it masterfully. In the moment, you kind of have difficulty understanding what the motivation could be. but it's paying off now, and you can't help but, you know, take your hand off to the guy, because clearly he sees something and he understands the correct approach, that it sort of reinforces the point that, you know, those in the media supporters, sometimes it's just better to sort of step back, take a breath. They're in Trigoria every single day. They are seeing these guys train. I know we love to play Football Manager, but sometimes it's like, yeah, let's leave it to the professionals in this case. Having said that, you mentioned all of the teams that have dropped points. And this is, once again, the debate going on right now in the group chat, because why not? We've tortured ourselves, you know, not enough thus far this season. Those first 2 months weren't enough pain to enact upon ourselves. We just want a bit more, apparently. This thing with top four. We have had people, when Ranieri won his first one or two matches with Roma, started doing this countdown of the gap between Roma and top four. Now, this part of the schedule, as you mentioned, is extremely advantageous and accessible to Roma, and they have to take advantage. They absolutely have to take advantage. Much more difficult spell coming up after that, but still, we play the cards as they are dealt. That's fine. So, Roma, they currently sit the ninth in Serie A, but 2 points behind sixth place Fiorentina, 7 behind fifth place Lazio, and 9 points from Juve in fourth. Now, considering the maths, there's still one third of this season remaining. And the maths are still technically far, far, far in their favor to at least have an opportunity to do it. The odds are slim, but the opportunity is there. They will have their chances, and we are all praying they take it. I'm still not even prepared to seriously engage in this discussion, but it's demanded of us because these poor folks in the group chat, they've been doing this for 2 months, and at some point I have to humor them. We have to humor them. Realistically, I'm just saying from a gut sensation. I am not talking about the maths. I am not talking about the betting odds. I am not talking about any of that shit. Like right now on DAZN, this is oddly enough with their point of discussion. Roma getting back into top four. And by the way, they just proposed that Ranieri, they should sign him for a minimum of 2 seasons, maybe 3. Just sometimes. Now, if we were to rewind and go back to like November, this was also like the same television station that was, you know, talking about having to pull a guy out of retirement. We'll allow sleeping dogs to lie. We can get to that one later. As far as top four goes, because again, I'm not ready to seriously engage in this discussion because I just, there's still far too much football to be played, A, and B, the damage that Roma did to themselves early on was so catastrophic that, I mean, to be able to even be in this position, I think, is sort of a testament to Ranieri and the complete overturning of the results and performances that the team has done, and they should be applauded for that in and of itself. That was my long-winded disclosure and footnote. You're not doing this either, right? You don't believe in this, right? I mean, top six, sure. Well, top six, sure. Maybe the top four, no. I'm not going there. No.
The road is still long and twisted, and we've had these discussions before, and we've talked about Roma's inconsistencies. Now, for the first time, Roma seemed to be able to read the situation better, because what bothered me and probably what bothered all of us about the first half of the season is that Roma just could not read the moments that presented to them. And that's why they underperformed so severely. That's why they couldn't find a consistent way of playing. That's why they couldn't even settle on a starting 11. Now, Roma, more or less, they have, I wouldn't say everything figured out, but at least the basics, they have them figured out. And you know that, okay, when this guy sits, this guy replaces him. And if this guy's missing, then these two guys can play in his position, and together they can replace him. And it's very important. Like, you know, you right now, for example, John, you have this phenomenon that is Eldor Shomurodov, who after being on the verge of being sold in the summer, sold in January, he's back, and he's back with playing in a way that I would even say should give Artem Dovbyk some food for thought, in the sense that Shomurodov right now is sort of doing really everything I think that Claudio Ranieri wants him to do. He's not being too eager. He's not being selfish. He moves on the pitch according to the movements of his teammates. He reads the situation perfectly. Whenever he can lay off the ball, he lays off the ball. And if he gets a shot, he gets a shot, and he puts it away. And it's nice. It's nice that out of nothing, you have a guy who will give Artem Dovbyk some competition, who will also fill in that hole when Dovbyk is missing, because that was the big fear, right? In January, the big fear was, okay, Jesus, so what? We end up without a backup striker? What now? Shomurodov back in the lineup? Well, yes, guess what? That's exactly what Ranieri does and what he's been doing. You know, he's been saying all these things about Sule. You know, he's been almost undermining sometimes the players at his disposal. You know, Baldanzi, Sule, they've scarcely played, but slowly yet surely they've been integrated into this machine. You know, even and now you have Salah and you have a whole team of guys that at different points in the season, different things were being said about them, you know, and Hummels, oh, is he leaving? He's got family problems. He's got this, he's got that. And Salik, he cannot play this way or that way. And Cristante, he's done. He cannot come back. He's going to be sitting in the stands, you know, because Roma want to get rid of him, and so on and so forth. And yet, Ranieri has a very simple understanding that this is, on paper, this is a good team, which is what we've always been saying. And it was disappointing because we always felt that somehow this team was just coming up short. That was the biggest disappointment of it all, that it wasn't even that they were bad. It was just that they were too bad for their standards, or too bad for what the expectations should have been. And so any conversation about Roma getting into this top four race, that all depends on whether Roma will be able to keep on going with the same kind of intensity, with the same kind of consistency, which is, it takes a lot out of you. We saw it, even Napoli. Napoli right now are running on fumes. Napoli are making these little mistakes. They're slipping up, and it's costing them dearly. I'm not saying that they will not recover, but it's quite frightening to see what happens even to teams like Napoli and Inter, because, mind you, Inter are also limping. Their recent win was took a lot out of them, and you could see that those 3 points, which perhaps a year ago would have been so easy for them to get, this time it cost them a lot. And so if I look at those two teams and I see how they struggle to maintain that consistency, to maintain that hunger for a result, well, then questions have to arise as to whether Roma can keep on doing that for how long. But the schedule is too tempting. This schedule right now is sort of like, this is your saving grace. Like, this is the stretch where you have to collect as many points as possible, because any slip up later on, that's where you make up your points, right? So this is where Roma have to show that not only have they learned their lessons from the first season, from the first half of the season, but also that they're ready to set a new trend in motion. I am very pleased with these performances. I am pleased with this fact that, you know, in the last 10 games, Roma are way ahead of everybody, conceded 6 goals, which was unthinkable in the first 3-4 months of the season. And now it seems like it's something that Roma have gotten really good at. No matter whether Hummels plays or Salik plays at the back, they got it figured out. Well, we know how teams get at this time, you know, and how easy it is to get lost in one competition or another. And this thing with Bilbao will also demand a lot of attention. And I think most of it goes through Ranieri. Can he keep these guys sharp and focus on the goal? And the goal is to simply survive, because that's the mentality that is most important in a race. It's not even looking at your competitors. It's not about looking back or looking too much forward. It's about looking at your feet and trying to survive despite all the adversities.
Well, that's a good segue to the last part here. Como is next. They have a full week off, which I cannot underscore the importance of enough. This team has been going and going and going, coming off the Europa League, coming off this match. They need, or not a week, 6 days, I should say. They need every single day imaginable to rest and to recover. As you said, the way they play, it takes a lot out of them. It is a very taxing way of football. Now, we all know what happened to Como when, or I'm sorry, we all know what happened when Roma faced Como the first time. This is a team that I pegged for Serie B without hesitation. And I don't know how closely people have watched them over these last 4 to 6 weeks. They have improved so dramatically. And it is a huge testament to Cesc Fabregas, the way he has them playing, because they are fully bought in to his system. So since the 25th of January, they lost to Atalanta by 1, fell to Bologna, lost to Juve by 1, and then last 2 weeks, defeated Fiorentina in Firenze, and then they beat Napoli at home 2-1. And as you said, I understand Napoli were, I mean, they looked so torched in that match. Como though, man, they, and it's not all shit housing. It is efficient. It is not flashy, but my goodness, is it effective. And this is not going to be a straightforward match. It's going to be difficult. And this is one where you would hope that they have learned their lesson how many times this season where they've taken an opponent lightly, they've looked past an opponent, and it came back to haunt them. You would hope that this one is very well in the front of their minds as being far from a straightforward, far from a guarantee. I hope they take it serious, because anybody who has watched Como over the last few weeks, I mean, they have been frighteningly effective, because if you look at that team from top to bottom, man, just you wonder where the quality comes from. Because as far as individuals go, you need less than one hand. You could be missing some fingers on that one.
Well,
hand,
but they did buy almost half of Europe in January. They were probably the most active team on the market.
But I would say still, even the point stands as far as the actual quality goes. I look at that defense even too.
No, absolutely. But I just mean that, you know, as opposed to teams like Venezia, who have to battle for like scraps on the market. Como, they have the privilege of being an incredibly rich club who can go out of their way and try to add as much depth as possible. And even for these teams who are fighting relegation, to have depth is precious. You look at Monza today, Monza were completely depleted. You know, yes. Again, we're not talking about Roma beating a giant. We know who we beat today. The important thing going into this match against Como is exactly sort of, well, making the best of this, the fact that you got a week of training, you know, because so many times we've seen that this did not really work in Roma's favor. Sometimes it was almost like as if not playing every 3 days doesn't keep them on their toes, and instead you want that to happen. You want Roma to stay sharp. It's the only way to go, to not lose just even the smallest, tiniest bit of hunger. Really, I know it's a word that is being thrown around a lot in sports, but to me, it's everything. I mean, especially in if we even want to envision the slightest possibility of a top four race, hunger is really the driving force. It's do you want it consistently? Because there will always be teams that will want it consistently more than you do. So you really have to, and it's just, you know, that, for example, teams like Milan, like Lazio, yes, they'll drop points, they'll stumble, but they'll pick themselves up. And I must know, as a fan, I must know that Roma also have the strength that, hey, as long as it's going well right now, it's great. You know, I mean, we're flying high, feels great. At some point, you'll stumble. The question is, can you pick yourself up in time? Like, that's the bottom line. No matter whether it's against big opponents, small opponents, Roma must just, it's difficult even to say it, because, you know, we not so long ago we were in the relegation zone basically, and right now we're talking about sort of preparing to go to war. Roma must be a sharp tool. They must sharpen themselves all around, every single player. And right now that's what's happening, is that every single player seems to be coming on in the right time with the right motivation, playing the right way, not really leaving much to be desired. I mean, we've seen all kinds of lineups in recent weeks, and there hasn't been a moment where you could have easily said, oh my God, this lineup sucks, change it, throw somebody out, you know, put this guy on, you know, or, oh, we're missing this guy, that guy. So that's been a huge blessing, because that was also a problem for many, many years, and also for many months at the beginning of the season. Oh, Paulo Dybala is not playing. Jesus Christ, give up. Yeah. Paredes is not in the midfield. Oh my God. Kone is not in the midfield. Now Roma do not seem to be struggling with this aspect. This seems to be a strength, the fact that everybody is responding present. So I'm just, you know, this is my way of saying, fingers crossed, because we're not going on a picnic against Como, sure. But I do think that, that performance in the first leg was so poor and so shocking, given everything else that Roma did in that same period of time. I mean, really, that's probably the most shocking, along with the defeat to AZ Alkmaar. That was really the most shocking performance under Claudio Ranieri. And it was so shocking that I hope the video of it will be studied, and studied over and over and over again.
Couldn't agree more. We will be back later. Until then, everyone, ciao.